Welcome to the Student Activities Online Leadership Toolbox. My name is John Bullcock, and I'm the Assistant Director of Student Activities for Greek Life and Off-Campus Housing at Minnesota State University, Mankato. I am going to be your podcast guide. This podcast is about recruitment and retention of student organization members. Recruitment and retention is the lifeblood of any student organization. A group's ability to maintain membership numbers is critical for continued success. When recruiting, it is important to remember that people first join people, not organizations. There's an innate desire to belong to a group, and people want to join a group that has beliefs and values compatible with their own. When recruiting, it is important to develop a plan. You should have a variety of ways to attract members. You need to know what types of people you want to recruit for your organization. A complete recruitment plan answers the following questions. First, who is your target market? Are there any specific types of students you want to reach? Any set criteria to belong to your organization? Publicize to the population that you want to join your organization. Second, what is your goal? How many people do you want to have in your organization? Make sure your goal is reachable. Third, when are you going to recruit? Recruitment is a full-time commitment. It is done 365 days a year and doesn't stop. All members of your organization should be involved somewhat in recruitment efforts. Welcome week at the university is a great opportunity to recruit new members, as is any fair that happens to take place at the beginning of the semester. Next, where are you going to recruit your members? Are you going to recruit campus-wide? Are you going to recruit in residence halls? Are you going to recruit in academic departments? Are other student organizations potentially going to be areas where you might recruit members? Where are you going to recruit? Lastly, how are you going to recruit? It's important to have a conversation with your organization's members to discuss all the ways in which they were attracted to join. Everyone in the organization will have a different story as to why they joined, and most members will say that they joined through word of mouth and during one-to-one interaction with organization members. It's that relationship that mattered to them, and that might be the most significant thing about your recruitment efforts. The key to an outstanding organization is excellent members. When recruiting members for your organization, you will want to focus on quality as well as quantity. Recruitment of the new members should be an ongoing goal of any organization, and all members should help with the effort. If they're going to do so, it is important that all members really know the organization. Potential members know nothing about your organization in most cases, and they're relying on knowledgeable members to answer their questions about the organization. You'll need to present clearly who you are and what you do. A simple information sheet that includes the organization's purpose, past successes, sample activities, future plans, expectations of members, benefits of membership, and any financial obligations might be helpful. The way people conduct themselves in interactions with others will affect recruitment for the organizations. Some basic suggestions we would share include the following. First, know what sets your organization apart from the others. What makes it special? Second, another idea would be to escort people to their first meeting. Remember how scary it was to walk into a room full of strangers, hoping to find a place to belong? Third, make a good first impression. Help the new members feel like they're part of the organization. And finally, get their attention. Your marketing materials should be creative, attractive, well put together, and well planned. Use posters, flyers, table advertisements, anything that might be at your disposal for marketing. A goal for any organization is to keep their members. Retention of members is an ongoing daily process. You're not going to be able to please everyone, and occasionally a group member may decide that the organization is not a good fit or that they have simply decided that it's time for them to experience another type of involvement. I will now provide some suggestions for keeping members engaged. First, it is important to provide a good orientation to the organization. The faster members get to know what the group does, the sooner they will become effective, contributing members. Have a special meeting for orientation to the organization. Help the new members get to know the organization and what is expected of them as members. Second, fit jobs to people and not people to jobs. Individuals have different strengths. Let them perform a job that they're going to like and succeed at doing. Get them involved right away, giving them responsibility and helping them feel a sense of ownership and belonging to the organization. Third, it is important to provide meaningful rewards. Positive reinforcement is very important to keep a group motivated. Reinforce individuals as well as the organization. Social gatherings as a reward for accomplishing your goals will help. Making the organization a fun, positive environment will keep people motivated. Fourth, manage and keep track of group relationships. Get to know new members, not just as members, but also as friends. It's that personal connection that is most meaningful for a lot of people. No one wants to belong to an organization that they don't feel a part of. Listen to everyone's ideas and opinions and treat members equally within the organization. Fifth, it is important to provide opportunities for team building. Social events, icebreakers, and team builders are great ways to make the organization stronger as a whole. Recognize your group as a whole in newspapers or other publications on campus, and acknowledge the group as a whole group when creating displays. Finally, it's key that we seek feedback. When a member does leave our organization, ask if they could be granted an exit interview. Conduct the conversation in a low-key, friendly manner, and discuss the reasons why the individual is leaving. Departing members may give you good information that will help improve your organization's ideas and the way it functions. Again, treat the member fairly and try to get an honest opinion. Recruiting and retaining members is vital to a group's survival. The tips and information provided in this podcast should provide a start on achieving success. Some of the information used in this podcast is borrowed, with permission, from Northern Michigan University. Another resource that may prove helpful is the website of Fired Up Productions, www.phiredup.com. This podcast was presented by Student Activities at Minnesota State University Mankato. We hope that you have found the information helpful. Find other leadership podcasts at www.mnsu.edu/activities/toolbox.